If you're not familiar with Mount Gilead, it's in the Uwharrie Mountains, about 60 miles east of Charlotte. Here's another description by Mayor Earl Poplin.
We are a little community that's off to the side of things. We're not on the major route. We're the home of Jordan Lumber Company. We're known for having produced 30-odd doctors. A community of now about a little less than 1,200 has produced more than 30 doctors. So we should be known as a community of doctors.
Poplin is in his ninth year as mayor of Mount Gilead. The problem is he was only elected to serve for 8 years. He planned to retire after last November's election, but as Dan Rather might say, that outcome was as tight as the rusted lug nuts on a 55 Ford. The vote was 178 to 176, and two voters who tried to vote for the runner-up were left off the registration list. They complained to the State Board of Elections, and that left the town without a new mayor. So the town manager asked Poplin to stay on until the outcome was settled.
I've stayed out of a sense of loyalty, I think, to the community. However, I've made it very clear along the way that I'm ready to step down, and the sooner the better. The sooner hasn't come yet.
It's been nearly a year, but Poplin, who turns 81 next month, can see the light at the end of the tunnel. This month, the State Board of Elections ordered a new vote in November. Poplin says his wife is also looking forward to his retirement.
As she put it recently, she's tired of going out of town and having me worry about somebody having a flat tire, which is a little overstating it, but she would like to be for me to be free of the responsibility that I've had.
And if this election, too, comes up without an immediate result, well, Poplin just says he hopes that doesn't happen. He's enthusiastically backing one of the candidates who also just happens to be his next-door neighbor.